Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So I'm going to start this off. I feel like we may get just a little bit deep today, so I'm going to start it off and ask if you guys can just respond to me like you have been as the kids is coming up and we've been doing prayer and all of that as well. So here's my first questions. Are y'all ready for the word? Yes. All right. I heard like a good hearty yes as well. The praise team, I believe, prepared our heart for the word of God. The word of God today, we'll be talking a lot about getting into the presence of God. And that is a question that some people may ask. How do I get into God's presence? Especially if God is everywhere at the same time, because he's omnipresent, then how do I get into his presence? Or what are you talking about? Or like you see on the screen here, walking in the Holy Spirit. Some translation says walk by the Holy Spirit. But we're going to deal with this area of walking in the Holy Spirit. So as you see me talking about that, I want you to couple that with getting into God's presence. And why is it important to walk in the Holy Spirit, or why is it important to be in God's presence? Why is it important just not to say, well, you ever hear somebody say this, the big man upstairs? Anybody ever hear that? Why is it important not just to live our life like that, like God is up there somewhere, but why is it important for us to live our life with Emmanuel, right? God with us, God manifested in our life. He's right in the midst of us. And so as we go deep a little bit, I'm going to ask that even as we're hearing the word, that we will avail ourselves to get into God's presence. Now, right, the praise team is not, while I'm preaching, going to come up here and sing. They're not going to play any soft music or anything. But as we are listening to God's word and participating in it, meditation, listening, maybe speaking it, thinking about it, allow yourself to shift into God's presence. And so what that means is that right now, if there is anything holding you back here from walking in the Holy Spirit, I'm talking about right now, if there's anything that's holding you back from getting into God's presence, begin to release that. Begin to let it go. Sometimes if I kind of did a poll around the room and if I said, what are you thinking about? And somebody would be like, oh my gosh, how'd you know I was thinking about something other than what we're doing right here? I was thinking about what I'm going to get for food after I leave here, right? Right? Or I'm thinking about my bills, or I'm thinking about my health, or I'm thinking about my family, or I'm thinking about my finances, or I'm thinking about this, or I'm thinking about that. But church, this church service, this time, should be the one space where we can say, God, I'm going to practice giving all that to you so that I can be fully available to receive whatever it is that you have for me in this moment. It's not that I'm going to pretend that none of those things are happening to me. I'm not going to ignore them, but I'm going to ask that in the midst of my financial situation I'm going through, in the midst of my health situation I'm going through, whatever it is, God, I want to receive your presence in the midst of it. And as we do that here in church, Bible study, fellowship, it'd be easier to do it when I'm on my job or when that I'm just giving this example, when that bill comes in. I don't know if you ever had a bill that look at you like this or the health thing or you know, the unexpected thing that comes and hits us. It may shake us for a moment, but it will not keep me out of God's presence. And that's what God is after today. Not allow situations, circumstances, anything to keep us out of his presence. And there is a difference with I know of God and I know God. I know him. I know him because I talk to him every day. Their song was saying, day and night, night and day, let incense arise. What does that mean, incense? In the Old Testament, the incense, or if you were in some type of other religion that you may be a part of, incense is a fragrance that we're sending up to God. It is a moment of worship. And what it is not this. It's not I'm down here and God, I'm worshiping you because I did. No, it is God, I want heaven and earth to meet. I want you to come tabernacle or dwell with me right in the midst of what it is that I'm going through in my life. And so what I'm asking today is that whatever that space is that we have between us and God, let's close that space. And let's be with God. Man, and like every moment, I'm on my job and I got this going on. But as soon as I get a chance, Lord, all my life you have been faithful, right? I begin to sing to him, right? Now, okay, I got to deal with this situation. But as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to read his word because I want to stay so in God that when I can't pray and I can't read and I can't worship, he's with me in my situation. And God and my situation are not separate. They're one. So it's not like this is what I'm going through and I'm going to take it to God. It is, this is what I'm going through and God's already with me in it. It is a story of the disciples that was on the boat and the storm came and they're like, and they're frantic. And you know where Jesus was at? Come on, if y'all know this story, where was he at? He was at the lower part, right, of the boat or the ship, and he was sleeping. So he was present with them while they were frantic. And then what did he do? He came up and they said, man, don't you care, I'm paraphrasing, don't you care, Master or Lord, that we're going to die? And what was the end result of what he did? He said, peace, be still. So Jesus was right in the boat with them. But what they did, help. But some of us is kind of like, well, I know he's downstairs, but I'm not worthy enough to go wake him up. Better ask Jesus to come help us. Don't you care, God, that I'm going through this situation? And you know what his answer is? Yes. Now, he may challenge us and say, hey, where's your faith? But he will speak to it. And so let's close this gap between, you know, this is my life and this is who I serve. So every once in a while, I leave this and I go serve the big man upstairs. Instead, God is saying, I want to be right in it with you. Whatever you're going through today, God is saying, I want to be right in it with you. I don't want you to go off, deal with that situation, and then come back to me and tell me something. No, I want to walk with you so much that you question, was that a prayer or me just talking to you, God? And God is saying, I welcome that. Just talk to me. You don't have to be deep to talk to God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Sometimes it's just like, God. Sometimes it's just Jesus, 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 Jesus. Or sometimes it's like the angels, holy, holy, holy. Because I don't know what else to say in this situation. Because my mind does not know how to handle this. But I know that God knows how to bring me peace in the midst of it. But I've got to, in so many words, I've got to pull on God in the midst of what it is that I'm going through and stop treating him. And I'll put this in our slides. Stop treating God like he is a third party. Like God is me, my circumstance, and oh, yeah, because they say three's company. So it should be me, God, and we're going to deal with my situation. But a lot of times it's me, my situation, I guess I better call on God. I guess I better invite God to this moment. And can I say this, I'll say it according to the way that I can receive it. I think God is getting so tired of his believers, of his body, treating him like he is a third party. Like he's not just secondary. Like, this ain't a word, is it, right? Thirdary? I think he's irritated or whatever, but something is happening in the spiritual realm where God is, okay, agitated, I don't know. Like, well, Jesus got agitated, right, when he was in the temple and all that kind of stuff and everything. But it's like God is like, you know, come on. And for some of us, our situations are being shaken to get us to him. But for some reason, some of us are freaking out. And we're going the other way. And God is saying, I'm allowing this to happen so that you can come to me, not go the other way. But if I treat God like he is a third party, I'm going to panic. And then I need God. I need God whether things are great, good, okay, jacked up, not good. I quit. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. And no, I'm no longer a Christian. I don't know, nobody in here, right, said that. Like, I'm so far out there that I take off my title. To the point where it's like, God, leave me alone. And somebody in here has been to that point. God, just stop. Stop. Why do you love me? Why is your goodness keep coming after me, God? I don't deserve it. And here's the thing, and I think I heard somebody just say it. Listen, he will not stop. God will never stop. He will never stop. Because he is that much in love with every one of us that, well, look at it this way. He died for us. Whew. I don't think anyone can go any further than just giving down their life. And not just, I took a bullet for you. He was crucified for us. And so here is the challenge that I believe God is delivering to all of us today. Are we treating God like a third party? And are we dealing with our situations over here and then kind of like down the line, God, and God is saying, I, my child, want to be right with you in the fire. I want to be right there with you. When you are confused, talk to me about it. When you're frustrated, talk to me. When you're winning, talk to me. When you're about to get into that relationship that you're not quite sure about, talk to me. When you're deciding what class to take, talk to me. What God is saying is every area of your life, he is saying, I want to be involved in it. Every area. The good, the bad. Can y'all finish the last one? And the ugly. Be so close to God that your flesh feels it when you've been out of his presence for a while. It's like your body begins to feel irritated because you haven't walked in his Holy Spirit. So reverse it. Because for some people, it's like, man, I ain't done that fleshly thing in a while and I'm kind of itching for it. But imagine spending time, consistent time with God, reading his word, praying. Come on, come on. Can I say this? I'm going to say this real slow. And I know I say it a lot. And some people, they like, stop listening to that music that do not draw you to God. I'm going to say it again. Not for y'all, because somebody listened to the audio. They need to hear it. Stop listening to music that do not draw you to God. One more time. Stop listening to music that do not draw you to God. So imagine coming to church and you feel yourself getting in God's presence. Now, let me ask you this. If I got in the car with you and you turned your car on and the volume's at 10, what's coming on? And would you feel some kind of way with me in the car with you? Oh, your mom. And some of us have queued up 88.7 or something like that, the bridge. So if I'm with someone, I can hit that button real quick. But some of us, all of our channels got something crazy. And we're wondering why, God, I can't feel your presence. I don't know what Pastor Will is talking about feeling your presence. I don't know what he's talking about walking in the spirit because it's so foreign to us. So it starts with, what am I taking in? If my appetite, if my deep soul, my emotions and my will don't even have a desire to get to God because I got all this other stuff layered up. And so what God has to do is dig through all of that. Okay, so here are some of the songs that I used to listen to. We had a CD set thing that was called Smooth Grooves. Smooth Grooves. I'm really going to, Ronnie now, I was sharing with Ronnie and them some of my nicknames when I was growing up and stuff. But Smooth Grooves. I'm not going to name the songs that was on the Smooth Grooves list. But there was another group that I listened to, and I'm going to say this group. I listened to a group that was called Bone Thugs and Harmony. I mean, my face is frowning up just saying that. Y'all get what I'm saying? Come on. It's that stuff, but man, Pastor Will, come on, Pastor Will. Come on, Pastor Will. Come on, you are compromising. How far do you want to go in God? Now, God wants to do something in our life that is beyond what we even imagine. Sounds like a scripture, Ephesians 3:20, right? Beyond my imaginations, right? Beyond my thoughts and everything. So that's what God wants to do. But do you realize that we can say, I'm good? Why? Because you have not truly tasted and seen that the Lord is good, man. And so what is God, because in here, God is speaking to all of us different. Believe me, I was sharing it with Felicia yesterday. I was on my face because God was like, so you think that's it? I was sharing it with you. You think that's it? Do you think that where you are in me is it? And it felt as if in my time of worship, that something was breaking within me. And do you know what happened in the midst of that? Tears. Do you know what else happened? Oh, God. There was a travail. Do you know why there was a travail? Because that means that something within me did not want to let go of something. And I didn't even know what it was, but I was availing myself to God's presence and saying, Lord, the song that I was listening to was called Yes by Shekinah Glory. And I'm just saying, God, yes, yes. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And God is challenging us today. If you're here today, God is challenging us today. Are you willing to go to that next place in our relationship with God? What is that next place? What is that next place? What is it? And are you willing to go? Because God would not be sharing this if he was not inviting you to that next place. What is God right now speaking to you to say, Like that thing right there, I know right now the Holy Spirit got this holy finger. I'm joking, y'all. But the Holy Spirit right now got this holy finger and it's pointing right at something in your life right now. And some of you right now are arguing in your mind, like for real, God, for real. And some of you are saying, if I do that, people are going to think that I'm too holy. Where the Bible says, come on, somebody preach to me, be ye holy as I am holy. God is speaking to us. But for some reason, we have thought that living this life in God where it feels as if I'm walking with him every day is too deep of a life. How can I reach peace, Pastor Will, if I'm so deep in God? Do you not realize that God is able to share something through you to someone else because you've been spending time with him? And so there's people that God may want us to speak to and love on and decisions that he wants us to make. But because we are avoiding God, that sounds weird. But we can do that. And so this is, I hope that you were listening to the worship songs. His goodness is running after us. The scripture says that he will show us his goodness to bring us to repentance. And so sometimes it's like, God, you're being so good in my life. And he's saying, son, daughter, yes, I am. But it's because I want you to repent, which means turn around. I'm being good to you in this area because I'm trying to show you that I got so much more for you. But I need you to turn around. I need you to correct your allegiance. I have blessed you and blessed you and blessed you. Yup, because I love you. It's not because you're so good. It has nothing to do with your goodness. God says, it's my goodness. But it's my goodness that I'm giving towards you so that you can change your mind. Amen. This deep. But it's needed because someone is saying, God, do it. God, help me. God, deliver me. God, heal me. God, love me. And God is like, come on. Come on. And this makes me emotional because it feels as if God at times is saying, come on, child. Come on. And it's that passion. It's the father and the prodigal son that says, no, I'm not going to go running after you like that, but I'm going to stay right here. And when you wake up, and you come to yourself and you come back home. No, I don't have a lecture for you. I'm gonna wrap my arms around you and hug you so tight that other people are gonna get jealous. And that's God saying, come on, come back home. And for some of us in here, I believe God is saying that, come back home. And you say, Pastor Will, I'm a Christian. You can be a Christian and left home. You can belong to a family but ran away. You can say, yup, I'm part of that family, but you know, only on Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, and all of that. And to some people, God is saying right now to you, come back home. What does he mean? Get serious again. Sit down at my table and read the Bible and pray and connect with people. Stop trying to do this on your own. I believe spiritually we can hit an age of adolescence. And what happens in adolescence? You can't tell me nothing. And we begin to start arguing back and buffing up and all of that. And for some of us, we're at that stage of adolescence, and God is saying, you better, because you don't know. And it's like a parent saying, you don't know what I know. I've been there. And listen to this. God's been where you are going. So why not connect with him to get insight about what's next? Amen. So I didn't know how this was going to go. I just knew it was going to go different. But I am going to share this one scripture. Galatians 5:16. So that we can look at this. And I'm going to ask. If you are not meditating, reading, studying, looking at the Bible, take this. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible, but take it in a translation that you understand. Galatians 5:16, I believe. And we're going to look at it and just dig into it. And you take this and ask God, speak to me. And please, I'm asking. But this is the part right here, because you can read the Bible and all of that, but you can have a closed heart. You can have a closed heart. There's a scripture in the New Testament, Paul talks about it, and it says that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And a lot of people think that, wow, man, God just turned his back. No, there was nothing that he could do because they closed their heart and their mind to him. Even if he wanted to, he couldn't help them because they close up. And today God is saying, as you read the Bible, as you pray, as you come to church, as you sing, whatever it is, whatever spiritual practices you use in line with God, open your heart and say, God, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Here I am. I don't get it, but here I am. That's where it starts. Did you fully understand salvation when you gave your life to Christ? No. But all of a sudden, when we get saved, we become these intellects. That don't make sense to me, so I ain't. The Holy Spirit don't make sense to me, so I ain't going there. Did you understand salvation, but yet you still received it? And so God is challenging us today. So Galatians 5:16. Thank you. But he says this. Paul is speaking. Receive God. Receive God saying this to us directly. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek him and be responsive to his guidance. Then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. And so he's saying, make it our habit to get in God's presence, to walk in the Holy Spirit. Make it our habit. Can we pause for a moment and do this? How can we personally make it a habit to walk in the Holy Spirit? And I pray that God will speak to us right now. What is coming to your mind? Think about this personally. How can we make it our habit to walk in the Holy Spirit? In other words, how can we make it our habit to spend time with God every day? Every day. You say, Pastor Will, I can't read my Bible every day. All right, got it. Got it. Got it. You know, get it. I get it. But can you listen to the word while you're driving? Okay, got it. I guess I can. Uh-huh. No excuse. All right. Well, I don't know no good Christian songs. I ain't got to go no further on that one. Just Google or go on YouTube, Christian music. What I'm sharing is you got to start, because our flesh is always going to oppose the Holy Spirit. Our flesh, our minds, let's start with our body. I'm tired, right? I'm tired, right? And then our mind, I really, you know, I'm overwhelmed, right? Our emotions, I just don't feel like it. our will. I don't want to. Straight up. And the Holy Spirit is over here saying, but come on, come on, come on. Spend time with me. Spend time with me. And our flesh is in opposition. It's literally fighting. Just like as I'm preaching, I can, if we could see kind of like in the soul, spirit realm, it would be like, I don't know, like the Avengers. No, Doctor Strange, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know if y'all watch that stuff. The lady, she hit Doctor Strange, boom, and his body went out of, okay, that's a little deep. But he saw, it was like he saw what was going on. And I wish sometimes that we could like be out of our body and see the war that we're in. And sometimes we'll realize, I say this often, that sometimes the battle we're in is not the battle that we think we're in. But do you know how you can do that? You spend time with God. And when you spend time with God, God has the ability to take you up to a higher place, open up your eyes, and you actually look and say, so it's not about them not liking me. I got trust issues. It's not that I ain't got enough money. I got spending issues. Y'all with me? But if we don't spend time with God, you can't see what he sees. And he's not going to show you everything because you'll pass out. But he will show you enough so that you can do the next thing. And then the next thing. Come on. And then the next thing. And that's how we grow in our relationship with him. God, I don't understand it, and it feels weird, but I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to make it a habit. Or listen to the word. Or listen to worship. Or I'm praying. It feels weird to my flesh, but I'm going to make my flesh do it. And then eventually, your flesh will say, this ain't that bad after all. This is actually bringing me peace. Your body will say, I'm actually feeling a little strengthened. You've got to persuade your flesh that God is good. That sounds weird, but your flesh thinks everything else is good. And you got to tell your emotions and your mind, God is good. You can trust God. Because your flesh is saying, I don't trust nobody, especially somebody I can't see. And you've got to convince through the word and worship and prayer and fellowship that the presence of God is a safe space. We okay. You got to talk to yourself. You're not crazy. Talk to yourself. Say, William, get up. Read. Wake up. Get up. And if you're falling asleep, I know a lot of y'all falling asleep while y'all reading the Bible. Get up. Walk. You got to train your flesh to get into God's word. You have to. And I know this sounds funny, but it's real. And when that becomes more, when spending time with God becomes more joyful than anything else, that's when transformation takes place. Can you still go to, I was talking to somebody earlier about amusement parks. Yes. Can you still go to the mall? Yes. Can you still go to the movies? Yes. Can you still wear a pair of Converse? Yes. But if God says you need to take a break from something, follow his direction. Because just because I like Busch Gardens don't mean that Busch Gardens is good for you. Based upon, or just because I can watch Doctor Strange, it may not be good for you. That's the personal relationship. And finally this. And just because somebody else say, every night before I go to bed, I drink a little something. And you know that that thing runs in your family. And you know one drink is not enough for you because you have this appetite that's going to want more. And God is saying, you've got to change the way you're thinking. Because just because we've always done it that way don't mean that God is satisfied with us doing it. So here it is. This is my prayer for us. For us. Because there are some things that's breaking within me. And my flesh, like I said, was crying and screamed out. My wife wasn't home. And sometimes that's a good thing. Because they'd be like, hey, what if Tremaine, you know, hear me and come knocking on the door, all that? So married folks sometimes, or if you're with family members, please sometimes get by yourself. Stop looking over your shoulder waiting to see what your spouse thinks about you and your relationship with God. Go on in. Go. I don't think God is going to lead you to do anything that's dangerous. That's going to separate you from him. Amen. And so my prayer for us is that we will make it our habit to walk in the Holy Spirit, that we will make it our habit to spend time with God, that we'll make it our habit to read his word, hear his word, listen to, please, this area of music. If I could stand up on this chair, I would right now, just so people could hear me. This area of music is real. It's real. It's real. And I don't think it's everybody in here, but some of y'all got some stuff that got some spirits to it that is persuading you to do some stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing. And the Holy Spirit is trying to, but you are feeding your mind with this more than you're feeding your mind with the Word of God. And you are wondering why you are losing this battle. You're feeding the wrong thing. Amen? And music is just one of those areas. But what is it for us? We all got it, y'all. Y'all know, last week, if you were here last week, you heard me talk about my binge movies and stuff, right? Or football and stuff. We all have the areas where God is tapping us on the shoulder and saying, "Come, okay, time to come on home now. You've been out there too long. Come on home." I don't have to ask, like, who was God speaking to today, because I believe that he was speaking to all of us. We're all in different areas of our walk with God. And until we get to heaven, we always got work to do. And so if we're still here in the land of the living, if we're still alive on this earth, that means God is still loving us, showing us his goodness. And that means that there might be some areas that we just need to kind of shift a little bit so that he can just flow through us. This does not mean that pain will go away. This doesn't mean that heartache will go away. This doesn't mean that money will just fix itself and all that. What I am saying is that get with God in the midst of the situation so that when you look at it again, you have a different perspective rather than it being separate. This is no promise that all of your worries and pain will go. It's not that. It's not that. But it's in the midst of it. God will continue to get the glory through my life. And he will flow through my life. And if there are areas in my personal life that I'm causing pain because I'm separate from him, then that's the stuff that me and God, we will fix together. Let me not be the cause of my own pain. When God is showing me, there's another way. Amen? We better stop there, because one of the things I realized with God, he'll just keep speaking until you say, let's stop. And if you can join us for Bible study on Monday nights at 7, please join us, because we go deep in the Word, even in that area as well. Amen? So I'm going to ask our praise team to come forward. Joel, can you go to like one of the, I don't know if he's able to go to one of the slides. I wanted to pull this up as part of our prayer today. It says Matthew, I think, 18:22 or something. Yes, thank you. Can I just share this with you guys as part of prayer? So our praise team is going to come and sing, but our prayer team is going to come up here as well. If you would like prayer, and you know you need somebody to agree with you, I'm just going to read the scripture for a moment as an encouragement. It says this. It says, I assure you and most solemnly I say to you, he says, whatever you bind, forbid, declare improper and unlawful on earth shall have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, permit, declare lawful on earth shall already have been loosed in heaven. That means that when we're praying for something, if it's lawful and it's in God's will to happen in heaven, then we have the right to declare it to be lawful here on earth. And this is the reason why it's important to spend time with God. I got to know what is mine. What is a promise of God that is mine that I have the right to be able to pray for and speak? Joel, can you go to the next slide? So verse 19 says, for where two or three are gathered in my name, meeting together as followers, I am there among them. So this is great. Go back to verse 19, one slide back. He says, again, I say to you that if two believers on earth agree, that is, are of one mind in harmony about anything they ask within the will of God, it will be done for them by my Father. So what am I saying? That there, our prayer team is up here and even our praise team, because worship is a prayer. So when you sing in agreement with what they're singing about, as long as what they're singing about is the will of God, it's a prayer going up to God. Y'all following that? So that's for anybody that's like, I don't want to sing. If they're singing something that lines up with God's will, which they are, when you sing it, you're in agreement with them. So if you feel like goodness is not happening in your life, you can say, all my life, God, you have been faithful. And you are decreeing and declaring that into your atmosphere. But then if you say, well, songs ain't enough, but I need to pray with someone. The Bible literally says it here in the scripture. Again, I say that if two believers on earth agree, are in one mind, in harmony about anything they ask within the will of God, it literally is letting us know it will be done. And so if you have a prayer request, if you have something that you're believing God for, any two, gather with someone. Or if you're a married couple or you're with each other, while they're singing, grab each other's hand and say, man, let's lift up to God that health issue that's going on. Don't do this alone. There is power in agreement. Don't do it alone. There is power in agreement. And whether it's singing with the team or praying, God, he's already in our midst. He's just waiting on us. Amen. So say something to him. Don't be quiet.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.